With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and joined now by Gloucester High School Athletics Director Brian LaFada. Coach, welcome back. It's been a long time. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Rick. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure getting to catch up with you.
Brian, seems like yesterday we were talking to you about, as baseball coach, how long have you been AD now?
I'm entering year number 9 now.
Good Lord.
Crazy.
That's amazing. And the other thing is, we did not get a chance to talk with you at the end of the season. Can you give me a quick recap on last year's sports in terms of participation, success, and all that kind of stuff? Just what comes to mind kind of briefly.
Just briefly, I'm trying to think. It feels like forever ago. I mean, the summer went way too quick, but then it does seem like a while ago. I mean, we did, to end the season, I know our baseball softball programs had some strong seasons again, both NEC champs in the spring season, and then did quite well in the state tournament, making it a few rounds. Our tennis teams both made the state tournament as well. Our girls was the first time in many years. The boys have had a good few years run. Derek Geary's doing a heck of a job with that. Track team, Dave Coleman, also doing a tremendous job. I can't remember off the top of my head if it was the boys or girls. One of them definitely won the NEC Lynch Division title. And then our lacrosse program is still growing and everything and working. We've had some good consistency with the same coaches for a few years, both alumni, Lizzie Luster and Jeff Kennedy, which has helped bring some continuity to it. And so that's just the spring season. That's the freshest in my mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Throughout the rest of the year, just real quick, I mean, football had a great year. It was our first year making the state tournament and since my first year. And they did win there, ended on a high note with a win on Thanksgiving Day, another first for me as an athletic director, finally winning a game at Danvers after a long run. Field hockey, ice hockey, a couple of teams that did quite well are obviously annual contenders. A few of our other programs, what we're looking forward to, and I'm sure we'll talk about the soccer programs. Last fall, we're very young and up and coming. We have a lot of returners, and we have some good participation numbers we look forward to. One of the big stories last year, though, and again, we'll probably talk about very soon, is our volleyball program. Last year was our first official year ever having it at GHS. So that was exciting that we had a girls' volleyball program in the fall. And again, in wrestling, wrestling's another one jumps to mind. I think we finished second place in the state championship. We did host the state championship here. We got our nice field house, so we expanded it and hosted everyone from all over the state. It was a big success, and the fact that we ended up in second place, I believe, is what the final result was, literally by like one match, was pretty impressive.
You know, what you just went through was pretty impressive because, Brian, I was just thinking, if you asked me if I could name any kid that I had in a homeroom over my years, I couldn't. I couldn't do it. So good job. I appreciate that.
I'll come out of my trance now because I don't remember saying all that or I don't even know where that came from, but it sounded pretty good, right?
Yes, indeed. It sure did. And the other thing I was impressed with is Liz Luster and, you know, Kennedy. These are kids in my memory, and now they've established their legacy at Gloucester High School too. So it seems to it continues, and that's a good thing. And that happens in communities everywhere, so I'm glad you're seeing a part of that. Brian, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I definitely agree with Jeff and Lizzie. They're just one of our many alumni that come back and give back as coaches, which is great here. I mean, it is we're at the end of the world here in Gloucester, so it's always hard to find coaches anyways, but we're very lucky with the core group of individuals that have stayed here year after year to work with the student-athletes.
You know, speaking of coaches, Brian, I know this is off-topic and I didn't warn you, but Derek Geary is hockey coach. I'm sad to see him leave, but I understand, you know, the commitment and so on that he has in so many things. And maybe a quick reflection on Derek's career.
Derek was tremendous. I mean, I think it was year two when I got here for him. My 9 years or my 8 years, he was the head coach the entire time. Very organized, a gentleman, not only of the game, but just as a person, the type of person you want, mentoring your young adults. And then on the ice, I mean, he was a gentleman on the ice. He was well-respected by not only the coaches in the league, but around the state, had a very good reputation, knew the game very well. It was just a class act and put a lot of time and effort into it. I mean, it's people, as most people now know, it's not just showing up and coaching in the X's and O's. It's all the preparation. It's all the post-game. It's all the follow-up with inquiries from families or kids, working with kids one-on-one. So the time and effort he put in, I did not blame him one bit for having to step down and make sure he takes care of himself and looking towards his career. So I completely respected that. We did get very lucky. Obviously, he had a tremendous coaching staff on his bench for the past few years, and one of them, Mark Santuccio, we did end up hiring as the head coach. And it's a good transition where we have a lot of returning players and some continuity for them to keep things keep going with what Derek has built off of. Obviously, Gloucester High School has a good reputation through many years, even before Derek, but hopefully this will continue.
Excellent.
And we are lucky enough. Derek is still going to stay on as our boys' tennis coach, which he's done a tremendous job with that program. I mean, multiple years in a row, state tournament bids, and every year seems to be higher and higher seeds and growing those numbers as far as participation and interest in tennis at the nice newer courts that we have here at the high school.
That's a good point, because Gloucester's numbers are down from many years ago when I first started and Derek was a student. But you still have great participation percentage-wise, and I'm happy to see that, because kids are so conflicted with so many other outside activities and outside outside things pulling and tugging at them, including work. So it's great to keep that going. And it's funny, I was talking to a parent today, as a matter of fact, and her son is he's conflicted as to whether to go ahead and play football or to continue to work. And the only thing I would say, if the money is not that super critical, boy, I would recommend my son go play sports, because you make so many connections that last a lifetime.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, every family's in a different situation, so you can't always judge it at the end of the day. Everyone has to take care of themselves. But, I mean, sports only last for so long. The memories last forever and everything. And
yeah.
So it's like, if you get that opportunity to go out there and on the field, on the court, in the pool, whatever it might be, you're only going to have so much longer to do it. So it's like, you get 4 years of high school. I mean, people know the percentages of how low they are for people to go to the next level, or athletes to go to the next level. So if you can do it now, enjoy that time with your friends and your classmates and everything. It's like you said, memories that'll last a lifetime. Different life skills. Like last night, we had our annual fall sports meeting talking to parents, and that, like, yes, some of our end goals are we want to win games, win championships. But at the end of the day, number one is just helping to grow good young adults. And just the life lessons they get from the sports, from accountability, being dependable, responsibility, time management, how to deal with adversity, winning, losing. There's just so many things that can help young teenagers start to grow and become the people that they will for the rest of their life. So.
That's so good to hear, because, as a teacher, I knew some teachers who resented kids playing sports and taking up time on the field. And to me, athletics is an absolute extension of the classroom, and it just adds to it. As you said, you make all these relationships, learn these different skills, and so on. And let me change the subject here now, Brian, if I could. It's been so long. I just have so many things to ask, and I don't want to keep you all day, because it's always busy for you. But as I was getting prepared here, we've been in the doldrums at MSO for a while. Now we're getting back up to speed. And I missed the Cape Ann League website and the Northeastern Conference website. So what's going on with respect to how fans can check in with the league from time to time?
Well, the big thing is we are a little bit of a transition. Over the past few years, the MIAA has heavily leaned on for the entire state Arbiter Live, because that is where they obtain all the scores for all the sports throughout the state to help with the power rankings and obviously in the end the state tournament seedings and everything. So that is the primary site now. We did for a few years, obviously years ago, there was the Cal scores or the MAS scores. Those websites have been obsolete for a while. We did have a site I heavily used here at Gloucester High School, and we did with the NEC called Activity Scheduler, or Our Schools Today. Unfortunately, that was recently purchased by this Arbiter, so we're going through a transition right now. And myself, the ADs, we're all starting to work on a good way to be able to promote just standings and understanding where people are in the conference. I mean, obviously, we've got the Salem News, the Gloucester Times, and Phil Stacey and Nick and all those guys do a great job trying to promote as much as they can. But it is hard because they're trying to tally all the wins, losses for everybody, and there's no actual place that has, like, full-on records or standings that you can see. So we are trying to come up with something, even if it, in the short term we maybe come up with some Google Sheets or spreadsheets that can be shared and put out there, and people can always know to go to that. So right now we are kind of in flux trying to find that. This new arbiter site that everyone's on, they are trying to work with all of the different leagues on establishing a way that standings will automatically tabulate as scores keep getting entered. The tough thing is obviously some leagues, like the NEC, we have two divisions. We have the Dunn Division and the Lynch Division. Dunn was formerly like the North or the Large, and the South or the Lynch or the Small is the other one. And so we've had years where teams have fluctuated between the two depending on the sports, and just sometimes the realignment. So it's always tough to keep up with that. And right now, as we're in the transition technology-wise with Arbiter, it's going to take a little time to just find the best way to get that information out there.
I appreciate that, and it all makes sense. And the thing is, as a fan, I always want statistics. And when I was broadcasting, you know, I would keep my own statistics for the league and so on. But that puts an extra burden on both coaches and athletics directors to put statistics in there. So you keep your own books, though, don't you? Like in each individual sport, in each individual game, you have a record book of your own that you can look up if you need to.
Yeah, here at Gloucester High School, it's on the individual coaches and the programs. Unfortunately, I'm one person. I do have some assistants around here, but to be able to tabulate all that up would be nearly impossible.
Oh, yeah.
But if something comes up, or especially when you get to the end of the season and coaches are going into all-star or all-conference meetings or want to nominate someone for some awards, they'll always have the statistics from the immediate season and hopefully some of the recent past. To be able to lobby for their athletes for various things, or to provide to the media to make sure they're up to date with everything.
Yeah, and I want to repeat what you said about Nick and Phil, the Gloucester Times and the Salem News, and Matt Williams as well. They do an incredible job of compiling statistics and promoting the kids and what they're doing. So I definitely recommend people checking the Salem News and the Gloucester Times. All right, Coach, as we wind this thing down, your job right now, tell me about what's going on and maybe the coaches you have for this this fall season.
Well, we're obviously in day five now of fall sports, so the teams are starting to weed out if there were any sort of cuts or some roster situations and everything. We are starting into the scrimmages. Field hockey did have their first one the other day. Earlier this morning, our volleyball team traveled to Peabody for a scrimmage. Boys and girls soccer this weekend will be kicking theirs off. So we got about another week or so, week and a half of scrimmages, preseason work for teams to get the kinks out, us to start organizing uniforms and get everything in line, try and get back into our rhythm of the school year starting. Obviously, school starts on Wednesday here in Gloucester, so the kids have to get acclimated back into the regular routine. So that's where we are with that. As far as the fall season, some of the big things, kind of like what I mentioned before, one of the top stories for us is the volleyball program, which amazingly Gloucester just never had for in their history, and it is a very popular sport. We were the only team in the Northeastern Conference that didn't have girls volleyball, and the majority of other schools throughout the state do have it. So we added it last year. Unfortunately, our facilities weren't prepared for it. So last year they were the Road Warriors, and they had to play all of their matches on the road. And we're an independent team right now. We're not part of the Northeastern Conference officially, just because we are so brand new to the sport, as well as most of our athletes are. So we are entering year two of that. But next week I'm working right now with the officials that we're going to host our first scrimmage. Here at Gloucester High School, we had some construction work done the end of the summer to be able to put legitimate nets and poles into the ground and be able to host matches. So we're excited about that here to have that going on. As far as other sports, obviously here at Gloucester, we got boys and girls soccer. Last year were some tough years record-wise because we were a young and experienced team, but both teams are coming back strong. Numbers participation-wise for both programs are up, which is tremendous. We do have two very experienced coaches there. Armando Marnoto, who's been here for decades, it feels like, and is a fixture of Gloucester soccer for all levels, from the Fisherman youth soccer all the way up to the high school. But we did just add a new coach to the girls, David Mitchell, who's new to the area here but not new to soccer in Massachusetts High School in the North Shore. He formerly was a boys coach at Triton, Bishop Fenwick, won a state title with Masconomet a little over a decade ago. He's also a girls track coach at Masconomet. So has a ton of experience and a wealth of knowledge that we're just ecstatic that we're able to add him as a girls coach for our program. And Lauren Riley, she's back again. She's working on definitely over a decade as the head coach for field hockey, which is one of our most consistent programs. And then football, we do have a change this year. Danny O'Connor did a great job for us for many years, but we are transitioning into Brian Anderson, who's been on the staff for close to a couple decades, and now he's the head guy. So again, it's kind of like the hockey transition where an assistant coach comes on and the majority of the staff stays and everything to keep some continuity. So they had a great year last year. We did lose a lot of a very strong senior class and a lot of skills players, and I know they've got a lot of holes to fill there, but the boys are working hard. They're just starting to get the shells on, the pads on these last couple of days as they have to transition slowly into the acclimation process of practicing. So that's going well. And then I think the only other sport I haven't mentioned is our golf team, who they'll kick it off. They're actually the first official competition next week. They always get to start off a little earlier. And David Quinn, who's our multi-year coach here, heads up the team over at Bass Rocks. Again, I think we lost quite a few players, but we do have a good core of returners that we, the last few years, we've always been one of the top teams in the NEC Lynch division and even in the whole NEC for a smaller school. So looking forward to that.
Brian, you have the same enthusiasm in your voice and excitement to do what you're doing that you had before you even got the job when I talked to you in baseball. And I just want to ask you kind of a, it's not a personal question, but it's one that I'm curious about. Your job is essentially 365 days. I know you have a day off here and there, but the enthusiasm, the excitement, the looking forward to doing what you're doing, what do you enjoy? I don't want to categorize it and minimize it, but what is one or two of the things that really get you excited about doing what you're doing? Because it does take a lot of energy and a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot more time-consuming than most realize, especially this time of year when you're trying to ramp it up. And I've been coming to the office 6:30 or so with teams starting up at 7, and then I've been wrapping up nights at 9 o'clock out at the stadium with soccer practices. So, but the big thing is it's just seeing the players and the athletes out on the field, finally getting to compete, having a good time, and enjoying themselves. This year I've actually been a little bit smarter. I've got my usual office in the school, but I've kind of made a satellite office for myself up in the press box, which has been in a million times. And I'll go up there. We've got the Wi-Fi hooked up there now, so I can go up there with my computer, get work done. Not as many people banging on my office door, so I actually get to sit up there, look at the ocean, but then have Newell Stadium in front of me. So I'm watching the football practices even more than I have in the past. So the soccer and seeing the coaches, especially the new coach Mitchell, but also Coach Armando and his staff, seeing them work and being up there and getting my work done still as much as I can on the computer, but just seeing them out there, that's the best part.
Yeah. And one final thought, yep. Brian, the kids that you you write recommendations for, or you support the coaches who go on, that has to feel good too, especially each year they're graduating class. Some kids go on to college to play sports. Other kids go on to college to go college. Other kids go elsewhere. And so that's got to feel good each year at the end of the year in June when you see these kids go and you know where they're going. And you look back at their careers and they got a big smile on their face.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's something in coaching that we all enjoy and we appreciate that. I mean, something as simple as last night, we had a couple hundred people here for our fall sports night. And now I'm at the point that the parents of the athletes are people that I coached in baseball
yep.
15, 20, 25 years ago. And you see them grow up and you can see them have families, have successful businesses, buying homes, living in the area. And like, that's the rewarding part of seeing that. The ups and downs of sports, and there's plenty of negatives to it. People hear it all the time, especially in this day and age. But at the end of the day, when you see all that, perfect example, we have these signing days or commitment days for mm-hmm. athletes. And we had one of our biggest ones this past June. At the end of the year, we had, I think it was 11 or 12 of our athletes from last year were going on to the next level. To go compete at the next level, whatever sport it might have been in. And to see that, obviously, is great, but then knowing that a whole bunch of other kids are going on to what they want to do, whether it's college, whether it's the workforce, whether it's the armed forces, it's just good to see. So it's so impressive to see these kids grow up in a short amount of time. I'm dealing with seniors right now that literally it just seemed like yesterday they were walking in as little freshmen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's always fun to see.
It goes so fast, Brian. Listen, Coach, I took up a lot of your time because it's been so long. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to bug the hell out of you again this year.
That's all good. I missed it last year, so anytime, you've always had my number. I'll always be glad to catch up, and obviously love to have you catch up with some of our coaches. I'll be the first to recommend them to make sure to answer the phone when you're calling.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, Brian. Listen, good luck this week and good luck this year.
Excellent. Thank you, Rick.
Take care, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester High School Athletics Director Brian LaFada. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.